seemed to start about 98, glaucoma, normal tension, but nothing that my ophthalmologist or any ophthalmologist I went to could stop it. And my eyesight decreased to the point where this year I was declared legally blind. I had been looking for alternative methods for some time. Nothing was working. In my research, I saw the Xavier Center and then went to three different ophthalmologists to get their advice. And they all said they had heard of it, but weren't convinced of it. But if they had my eyesight, they'd try anything, so I might as well go because it was non-invasive and wouldn't do me any harm. I saw my doctor at the end of COVID when lockdown had finished, and my eyesight had deteriorated to such a degree that he said, I want you to go to Xavier. And Professor Martin from Moorfields in London said he thinks there's something in this Xavier Centre. And so my doctor was very keen for me to come here. I have worked as an author and now the last few years as an illustrator, children's illustrator. And of course that's another reason I want to keep my eyes, because it is my passion. And this eye is very, very blurry. I'm not able to determine how high a pavement is. I can't even tell if there's a ramp. I can't tell when there's a driveway, and I find myself tripping over driveways. So life was getting increasingly difficult, and I don't feel safe. I love traveling. I love going to places. I went last year to Iceland to an artist residency. I plan to go some more, and I want to keep doing that. But it was just getting fraught for me, even just going down to the local shops, which was made me a bit fed up. So there we are. Well, on a personal level, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're so welcoming, so nice, so approachable. I felt utterly safe, and I'm a very nervous creature, and I don't feel safe in medical or hospital situations, but I did feel incredibly safe here. Frau Jentsch and Elizabeth and Hannah, just beautiful people. I felt safe, and that's the most important thing. The first day when it went higher, I felt very ill afterwards, and I had to go straight home. I couldn't see properly. I had to go home to bed. I felt sick, as if I were air sick or travel sick. Seasick, that's the word. And I stayed in bed, but I've been fine since then. Some days my eyes were very tired. I just had to go home and close them, which is a bit of a nuisance because I was going to draw a lot around Magdeburg and do things, but never mind. I've got photographs, I'll do it when I get home. With my left eye, I feel it's a lot clearer, and I think I'm seeing more with it. It's still early days, but I am aware of it being a lot clearer. Yeah, putting my eyeliner on in the morning, in the shower, you know, in the bathroom, I can see better. And things aren't so blurry. Normally things are blurry and gray. It seems to be brighter. And I'm hoping that I was able to see more when I did the field of vision test. I seem to be aware of seeing things that are more on the outer than I've been able to. Not so much with this eye, I don't know, it's hard to tell. It's opened up a bit here, and it's opened up here, and here, so, oh, and it's opened up here a bit, hasn't it? And more here. That's good. Oh, jolly good. Good, good, good. Well, that'd be good if we can keep it like that. Oh, look at that. Now that is fantastic. It's wonderful, isn't it? No, I'll be all right. That's really, really good. And you haven't doctored these in any way. I know it sounds rude, but you know, you gotta watch. That's very good. Oh, and I noticed what I could do. I could read the chart with my left eye. And I've only been able to read 1, 2, 3 lines max. And now I could read right, well, about five, six. I noticed that, yeah, with this eye. That's very good. I'm going to take a photograph of these and message him. Well, I know when I first came, I couldn't fixate with this eye at all. The machine kept stopping and saying, you're not fixating. And I was able to get through completely this time with no breaks. Not so that was very cheering. I didn't realize how lazy this eye had got, that I was... That's another thing I've been told, is to work this eye too. Do you know, I think one of the first things was after my discussion with you, was that I think for the first time I had hope. It was that my healing was within me. That there was so much I could do to heal myself. The eye yoga, I've been doing acupuncture for circulation, but the eye yoga and the breathing, the limiting of stress, being able to be more selfish, being able to say no, which women in my era were not brought up to do, and that I could take responsibility, a lot of responsibility, because back all my doctors have said, oh, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing you can do. And I said to my doctor, a Savia Center says stress, and he said, oh, if it were to do with stress, I'd be blind. But I'm a client of Vision Australia, which is the old blind society, and they just say stress has enormous effect on the eyes, enormous, especially with this low circulation, low blood pressure. So that was the first thing that was given to me when I came here, was hope. And now I can see this, and that's fantastic. I had a feeling that coming here was the right thing to do. I wasn't prepared for anything to happen. I thought, I'm not going to have too high expectations. Let's just see what happens and go with it. And if we can keep my eyes as they are, I'll be a very happy person. But to have this, is wonderful.
So think of your eyes as a thermometer of your stress level. They're like, yes, a sensor. They're particularly, yes, sensing when you're too uptight or stressed out or perfectionistic or want to help everybody and forget about your own needs. So your eyes will give you a feedback. So you can look at it. When I was a young student, one of my professors says, oh, diseases always tell you something. The disease wants to tell you something. This is how he formulated it. And I thought, this is bullshit. You know? Yeah, of course the disease doesn't come and talk to you and say you have this, that, or the other issue. But when the body gets sick, you can learn from that what's the cause and how can you,
yes,
find ways of dealing with it. The other issue is there will always be some vision loss that cannot be improved. Areas that are completely dead. Hmm. But black doesn't automatically mean that it's all dead, there's nothing you can do. Oftentimes, even with the black area, there are some improvements, but they are much less than in the gray areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nevertheless, you should accept whatever vision loss is still there and don't fight it.
No.
And just say, well, yeah, I just don't see so well in this part of my visual field or in this eye.
Yes.
That's it. Especially now that you were able to improve some, gives you a positive outlook in the future.
Yes, yes.
So in that sense, we restore vision in two ways, biologically, medically, on the one hand, but also the mental mindset. We want to give you a new vision.
Well, that's very important.
Towards the future. Yeah.
Yes.